Our scripture for today can be found in Luke 19, 9 and 10. Today salvation has come to this house because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost.
Dearest Lord, I thank you once more for the salvation I have through Jesus Christ. Father, like Zacchaeus, I am not worthy of your love. I am wretched in your sight, and I have no righteousness of my own. I praise you, Father, for clothing me with the righteousness of your Son. I once was lost, but now I am found. You revive and restore me, and I praise your holy name forever. Amen.
Think about it. Today, think about how unpopular tax collectors were in the time of Christ's visitation. They were loathsome, reviled, but Jesus asked to be the guest at Zacchaeus' house, which caused those around him to mutter that he was going to the house of a sinner. When we open up our hearts to Jesus, he comes into the house of a sinner. Oh, what amazing grace. Tax collectors haven't changed. In today's world, they're just as unpopular. You could almost use IRS for a cuss word, the way people feel about them. But you know, Jesus still loves those tax collectors. They may never turn to him, they may never accept him, but he will open his arms if they'll only come, repent, turn from their sins, and accept him and his love, and live a life for Christ Jesus.
Today's action. Thank the Father today for his amazing grace. Today's treasure is found in Psalms 32:11. Be glad to the Lord and rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, all of you upright in heart.
See, when salvation came to the house of Zacchaeus, what did we see? We saw him turn around. We saw him turn around and change his ways instantly. Give half of what he had to the poor and pay back in double to anyone that he ever cheated. See, that's what Jesus meant when he comes into the house of a sinner. They change. If you don't change, you're still a sinner.